Hi, this is Clint and Lonnie from Stark Silver Creek. We're talking about the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee from the San Jose Repertory Theater. We saw Friday night, opening night. I think it was a really good time. Lonnie, what do you think?
Yeah, I thought it was a lot of fun. You could definitely tell just from the start. You go walking the lobby and there was just a lot of energy. People dressed up and recruiting, actually. They picked out four people from the audience to
be
part of the show.
I'm so glad I didn't get picked.
Well, yeah, I was hoping you would, although I did mention in the review that you were dressed too boring.
You have to be wearing something that they can kind of have a zinger, I think, going at.
We don't want to give too much away, though,
for those that want. But when you first walk in, you're right, you see the signs. It feels like you're almost like in a middle school, which is the whole idea right away.
Scary thought. I remember my high school days, and I'm not sure I want to return back there. And it was interesting, this play, you actually saw six contestants and then four from the audience, and very different characters, exaggerated characters, but I think we can all identify with certain aspects of each one of them.
Well, they're all different, but they have one commonality. I think I'd say they're misfits. And it's almost like, what's that Christmas thing where the elves are all the misfits, but they all have one thing in common where they're working out for Santa Claus? No, the one thing they have in common here is lexicon, is words. They bond with each other, and they have this commonality based around words.
Yeah, actually that's true, and they actually see a lot of their self-esteem, etc., wrapped around being able to compete in this spelling contest. And as the contest goes through, you see that there's different issues of self-confidence. There's a lot of pressure of
parents
interjecting in the way. And in fact, one parent actually does something kind of unscrupulous, to say the least.
Right. Anything to try and give their child a slight advantage.
Yeah.
Is what they'll do. So I thought the cast was pretty good. It was a musical, so it was different than The Kite Runner, which we'd seen, you know, in the last couple of months, which was excellent. And it was based on, based on a Tony Award winning musical.
It is.
Broadway.
This is the Tony Award winning musical.
This is the one. Yeah, with different actors.
Yeah, but the story, the plays, everything.
And it's, you want to talk about the director, Tim Neary's last...
This is actually Timothy Neary's swan song. It's her last play. She's been with the Rep for 21 years, and it's a great way to end, I think, a great run at San Jose Rep. She's done some wonderful things for the actual theater as well as the arts community here in San Jose.
Yeah, she's had a great run, and also I think this is a great season, too, for the Rep. Now, I want to test you on a couple of words.
But hold on a second. I think one thing that's interesting about this than other musicals I've seen is that in other musicals, the songs and the lyrics, those were the sort of highlights. If you look at any of Andrew Lloyd Webber's musicals, you more than even the plot, you remember all the timeless melodies and lyrics. I thought in this one, actually, it was all the zingers. The words, the definitions that were played out, and basically almost like one line. Or sort of jokes.
John Stewart Worthy, someone said. I can't remember who wrote that.
Yeah.
It was definitely John Stewart Worthy.
And I thought that was actually the highlight of the musical more than the songs. I thought the songs were good, but they weren't, the Andrew Lloyd Webber caliber, I thought. But
I don't think you're remembering
zingers.
Exactly. You're not going there to remember for the songs necessarily. Oh, they were good. Like you said, serviceable, maybe, right?
Yeah.
I mean, pretty good. There was only one stretch, maybe it was a 2-hour long play, right? It was about 2 hours? No intermission.
Yes, which I was surprised. I was waiting for that intermission to come, and I guess if
okay.
I read the program a little closer,
they probably could have tightened up a little bit of the musical numbers, right? You sense there was a little bit of repetition in a couple of them.
Yeah.
Minor.
Now in reflection, I mean, after we wrote the review on Stark Silver Creek, in reflection, I think one of the reasons is because the music wasn't necessarily one of the strongest points of the musical. If the songs were better, they may have not seemed so long and drawn out. Like I wasn't crazy about Pandemonium.
Okay.
I wasn't crazy about a lot of them. A lot of the songs which were more chaotic than they were melodic.
Well, I think that's a good way of putting it. Okay, so how do you spell Crepuscule? Crepuscule.
Is this for a prize of some sort? Crepuscule. This is
prize.
Where I should have been paying more attention to the spelling bee.
I don't know if this was in it, but.
Okay, C R E P S I C U L E.
Ding! I'd have to ding the thing, give you a juice box, and send you back to another state.
I want Wildberry as my juice box.
Crepuscule is C R E P U S C U L E. I don't know what it means, but it's the original play by the Farm Improv Group in New York City, And that's what this is based on.
Oh, okay.
I believe. Yeah. So, you seen there? Crepuscule.
Oh, I see. So, it's originally a play.
Right. I don't know what it's based on. Huh. I don't know what that word means per se. In fact, there's a lot of words. If you know your South American rodents, you might do well.
You know what? This musical reminded me a little more of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Because while I was listening to the words and these kids were smelling it out, now obviously they knew the words ahead of time. This was a well rehearsed, smooth sort of musical. I did sit there, one, wanting to grab a dictionary so I could actually check if these words were real, and second, saying, maybe I should be going back to spelling school and learning some of these words.
Unless you study the language and the words, these words are so obscure.
Yes.
You almost study it for the sake that they're so obscure.
Actually, it was funny. I learned a lot about the English language just listening to this play, because some of the words, like they say, the Eskimos, there's all these words for snow. Well, some of these words were so obscure about some really esoteric thing, like what's that word, crap? Craps, whatever.
Are you talking about crapode?
Yeah, crapode or crapade or whatever.
Like one of your relatives, when they make pasta, it tastes like crapade.
Or whatever. But it was like, you think, how did they come up with these words, right? Like, what was the situation that said someone said, we need to create a word for this, and then it catches on with others. So anyways, I thought that was kind of funny.
All right, so well done. I think, is there anything else you want to add to that? I think that's the...
I think that is a fun time.
Recommended.
Recommended. I laughed. I laughed actually more in this play out loud than I have at most comedy movies that I've
did too. I had a smile on my face almost the whole time. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Good show. All right. This is Clint.
And this is Lonnie.
From Stark Silver Creek. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you soon.